Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't let you fall if you just lean on me. Glory, 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 glory to God. That is a big back. God say, lean on me. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and glory, glory to his mighty name. This is True Vine International Ministries, where your host is the worshiping angel, Pastor Alona Waters, who have honored me to sit in as a guest for her on tonight. And my name is Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen, glory to God. I thank you for all our listeners, and we just let the Holy Spirit have his way and let the Holy Spirit come in this place and move as he sees fit. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, I'd like to thank Pastor Alona Waters from True Vine International Ministries for trusting me enough, trusting the God in me enough to ask me to sit in and do this assignment. Amen. Glory to God. But without further ado, Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your divine love. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who suffered so we can live and have everlasting life in the kingdom of God. Father, we ask you to search the atmosphere, search our hearts and our minds and spirits. And if there's anything that's not like you, we give you permission to come in and take it away, evict and just dissolve it into nothing. Go to the deepest depths of our soul, those things that's sticking to us, those things that we will not let go, those things that we do not even know exist. We ask you to go to the abyss of us and take it away, Father. We just thank you for your glorious, glorious ways. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your honor. We thank you for your win. And we thank you for life. With that being said, your saints have said their prayer for the day. And we say amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, it's been a minute. Oh, Lord, Lord, it's been a minute before I came before your people. I need your anointing. I need your touch. I need your instructions, and I need your direction. I can't do it without you, and I refuse to attempt to. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have two scriptures tonight that we will be coming from, but we will travel down this holy road to get answers pertaining to those scriptures. I was really trying to, I was trying to go to Genesis 1 or Revelation 13 or, you know, Proverbs 7, 3 and 5. And I said, Lord, I just got to do something that I would know that you would be pleased with. Show me how to move in your direction. Show me how to move the way you want me to move. And I got this thing. I've been keeping you all this time. I haven't let you fall yet. And I just said, Lord, what does that mean? And I came to the scripture in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. If you have your Bibles, please follow me with this scripture. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you was born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. And as I read that scripture, I was, Lord, I don't want to be no prophet. I just want to serve you. I just want to, you know. But you know, if you think about, everybody's calling is different. The Bible says that I ordained you. I ordained you. And whatever he ordained you to be or do is for the nations. So I said, wow, I got to, you know, it just put me on my P's and Q's. And then I started thinking, you know, the Lord, sometimes he allows things to happen in our life. You know, we say to God, you know, why did you let my sister pass? Lord, why did you allow me to be raped? Why did you allow me to be robbed? Why did you allow me to suffer the way I suffered all these years? Why could I had to be homeless? Why did I have to do time in prison? And why? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. There are certain things we have to go through. The path is already set. God has it mapped out. There's no use trying to figure it out. He already knew that you were going to steal out your mother's purse. He already knew that you were going to be hard-headed in school. He already knew that you were going to go into the military and mess it up. He already knew that you couldn't listen. He already knew that you just was disobedient. He already knew. He already knew. He already knew. But he would never leave you nor forsake you, because he already knew these things was going to happen. Amen. God knew that these things was going to happen. God knew us, just like he knew Jeremiah long before he was born or even conceived. He thought about us. He planned for us. And when we feel discouraged or inadequate, we have to remember that God has always thought of us valuable, and that he has a purpose in mind. The things that God takes us through builds character, builds strength, builds knowledge, builds wisdom and understanding, and it builds a testimony. How can we minister to the nations if we have no testimony? If we can't tell the person how I got through serving time, it was only by the grace of God keeping me and protecting me from all the harm and danger that was before me. He kept me for a time such as this, because now there's someone else that's in time, and if you're in a prison ministry and you have to be the one to go in prison ministry to be able to tell them to hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to the word of God. Trust and believe in the Lord with all thine heart. We have to be able to do these things, but we can't do it with that effect of lack of testimony. Without the effect of your testimony, and I'm not taking it lightly for those who've been raped and those who've been physically abused, mentally abused, those who were in ancestral relationships, whatever it may have been, God already knew. He knew before he formed you in the womb. I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. That's why we keep going. That's why he hasn't destroyed us. That's why the enemy can't destroy us. That's why the enemy attacks so much, because the Lord had sanctified us from the beginning. I often think about my life growing up, how my dad, he took me to the speakeasy and he pawned me to the speakeasy lady, and he just went and came back 2 and 3 days later. But I thought about all those spirits in that speakeasy. You know, you got liars and thieves and alcoholics and whoremongers and all those spirits just flocking to me as an infant. No one's there laying hands on me, protecting me. No one's covering me in prayer. No one's there to bind up those spirits from getting me. But God said, before you were born, he already knew that you had to take this course. So even growing up with those spirits leading me and guiding me and me following and behaving like an alcoholic, behaving like a thief, behaving like a liar and a deceiver and a manipulator, all those spirits. But when I turn around and I realize that this is not who God called me to be. See, it doesn't happen immediately. For some people, it might do. But it doesn't happen. It happens when you're at that lowest point and you say, God, why? Why? The scripture tells us why. And you know what? Let's go to one more scripture real quick, and then we're going to come back. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future of hope. He knows what he's doing. I know the thoughts. He knows what we're thinking when you sit back, why are you doing this to me? And I'm not saying you said it or he said it, but those of us who God, it hurted that bad that you cussed God. He took someone that you love so much, you said, why, God, I can't understand why you did this to me. I'll never go to church again. He knew you was going to say that. That's part of the reason Jesus was on the cross. That blood covered that. It covered it. God will keep us. We all encourage, we should be, listen, we should look at Jesus as Jesus as a leader who stirs us up to move us ahead. We ought to look at him as someone who believes we can do the task he has given. And we have to understand that we're all to be encouraged by that leader. Amen? Because he will be with us all the way. God is that kind of leader. He knows the future, and his plans for us are good and full of hope as long as he's God. Who knows the future? Who knows the missions? We can have boundless hope. He does not mean that we will be spared pain. It does not mean we will be spared suffering. It does not mean we will be spared hardship. But that God will see us through to a glorious conclusion. And we have to trust, know, and believe that he will see us through. No, I didn't want to be a bum. No, I didn't want to be a drunk. No, I didn't want to be homeless. No, I didn't want to go to jail. No, I didn't want to be a liar. But that's the path that was already ordained. And even the steps that we make to walk out of the will of God, guess what? He knew he was going to do that too. He knew I was going to turn left when he say turn right. He knew I was going to go up when he say go down. He knew I was going to go down when he say go up. He knew I was going to talk when he say shut up. He knew I was going to shut up when he say listen. You see what I'm saying? No matter, we can't get around it. He already knows. He already knows. So don't beat yourself up. Don't think like, Lord, why? Why? Because there's a path that I'm taking you through. You just, listen. God has ordained people with specifics. There are apostles, there's bishops, there's teachers, there's deacons, there's deaconess, there's prophets and prophetesses. But I want to keep it strictly Bible because I'm learning my apostles. We've been, really doing the Bible thing, even though we have, we can do things in layman terms, but we want to be able to back it up with scripture. Amen. Because when I was reading Jeremiah, I realized that God had appointed specific kinds of work for specific kinds of people. There are certain things that you may go through that I probably couldn't go through. There are certain things that God took me through that you're probably he didn't take you through because he knew that wasn't a path that he wanted to go. But if you go with me to the book of Judges, I'm going to just give us a few examples. The book of Judges, chapter 13, 3 through 5, because we have to understand Jeremiah was ordained by God as his high prophet to the nations. God has a purpose for each Christian, but some people are appointed by God for specific kinds of work. And right now we're going to talk about Samson. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. The book of Judges, chapter 13, verses 3 to 5. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moniah's wife and said, even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now, here's the specifics. Now, even though the lady thought she couldn't get pregnant, God sent the angel to tell her she could. But now, here's the specifics. So be careful. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food, right? Now, that's what he told her not to do. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut. Some of us are so hard-headed. God say, don't do this, we do it. God say, don't do this, we do it. Oh, the angel done came, and he done told me I'm going to get pregnant. I got the baby in my belly now. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, first thing I'm going to do is get his hair cut, get his hair done. The first thing God told you not to do is always the first thing that we say we are going to do. Amen. Listen, you will give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut, for he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from birth. He will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines. Now, that's for Moses. What has God told you for you? What is God telling you you are should be doing? What is God saying who you are? And if he's telling you, and if you're listening, are you doing what God called you to do to prepare you for the nation? Not your neighborhood, not your next door neighbor, the nations. Oh, come on, talk to me, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Okay, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 16. And I'm going to start way up here about verse 2. But Samuel asks, how can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. Take a heifer with you, the Lord replied, and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me. Whew! See, God done put, listen, there's people that got that's connected to you. You got to know who's connected to you, and you got to know who's not connected to you. There are businesses that can't get off the ground because we won't leave where we're living. We won't leave the city. We won't leave the state. There are people that's trying to go to school, but because where you're at, the availability is not there, but God is telling you to move. And where he's telling you to move, you don't want to move because you don't want to leave your friends. You don't want to leave your significant other. You don't want to trust and believe that life can be better. Already good here. But when God say move, prosperity is a part of the move. This glory, more glory, is part of the move. Understanding, wisdom is part of the move. Everything becomes new. You become a new creature in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Jesus. Whew. So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. What's wrong? As soon as the prophet come in. Who's wrong? See, you got to know who you are, your authority you walk in, and whose authority you're walking in. They asked, do you come in peace? Yes, Samuel replied. I have come to sacrifice the Lord. Sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then Samuel performed the perfection, the purification right for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way we see them. The Bible says the way you see them. People judge by outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse told his son, Abinadab, to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, this is not the one the Lord has chosen. Next, Jesse summoned Shema. But Samuel said, neither is this the one the Lord has chosen. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? They're still the youngest, Jesse replied. But he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. Samuel went in depth. He followed instructions to the letter. He followed instructions to detail. He didn't let nobody waver him. He didn't let nobody discourage him. He didn't let none of them could fool him. He knew what God had told him to do, so he followed instructions to the letter. And he said, we won't even sit down to eat until we figure this out. Hallelujah. He will not sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He walks. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one. Anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil and he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned. You know what I'm saying? So I love that scripture because sometimes we think it's not us. Oh, I've been to prison. Oh, I've been a stripper. I've been a prostitute. God can't use me. Oh, I only have one eye. I lost my leg in the war, and I can't hear out of my left ear, and my stomach is a bag. And what do you say? God can use anybody. Because if he ordained us to be who he called us to be, he will use us. But he has a specific. Now, he might not use you to be the prophet. He might not use you to be the apostle. He might do. He might not use you to be the pastor. He might not use you to be a deacon. But he has specifics because we have to take the word to the nations. Some of us are sitting around right now supposed to be at the White House speaking for God, representing Christ in the White House. The country should not be in such a turmoil right now, but because when we get there, we see money. We see money. We see fame. We see the cameras. We see the lights. The book of Hebrews says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means he got your bank account. Your bank account is full. Yours will never be empty. Your strength is always going to be mighty in Christ. Your wisdom and understanding will always be superior in Christ. But we want to do what we want to do because we think it's us. And we think that because I had to go through all I went through, I know God ain't sent me here. I earned this. I went to school. I learned how to be a congressman. I went all the way up here. I went through everything I went through. I got all them sticks through at me when I was picking it and stuff like that. God left me out there. The devil is a liar. He had already ordained our steps. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm truly, you know, I'm really happy with this, and I want to keep it biblical because the point that I'm trying to get across is God ordains our steps. He already made our path for us. Don't give up on God. Don't try to figure it out. If God is saying go left, continue to go left. He is already new. Forget the bad things we've done. Forget what the enemy tried to fool you with. Forget those things. He said, oh, you broke down. You can't go nowhere. You can't do this. You can't do that. You'll never be nothing. You're a bum. You'll never be nothing. Your father wasn't nothing. Your grandfather wasn't nothing. Forget all that. Who did God say you were? What did God say you are? Because that's the truth. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Hallelujah. I'm in the book of Luke, and we're going to talk about John. Just for a second, chapter 1. Verses 13 to 17, the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 13 through 17. And I apologize for not letting you know that I'm reading out of the this NLT Bible. I love it. It's plainer for us to get a better understanding. But I don't forget, I love the NIV And I love the New King James Version. I love any study Bible, you know. But I just wanted to put that out there. Amen. Hallelujah. But the angel said, don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. Instructions. You will have great joy and gladness. Joy. Look at that. Instructions. He let's land it on the table. Don't worry about it. I'm going to give you a child. Here go the name. And you're going to have fun. You're going to have joy. You're going to have gladness. And many will rejoice at his birth. See, that's what, you know, when you're going through something, the enemy try to make you think it's going to be bad forever, but it's not. For he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. And that's where it counts, in the eyes of the Lord, not in the eyes of man. Man will never see in us what God see in us, because God created us, not man. God used man and woman to conceive, but they did not create us, because guess what? God created them. Amen. Hallelujah. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He must never touch wine, obedience, or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even before his birth. Whoo! How many of us probably were filled with the Holy Spirit before our birth and just don't even know it? Don't even know how to activate the powers. But they're there. But they're there. Mama and daddy probably didn't know how to do it. Mama and daddy probably wasn't living that lifestyle. They probably wasn't even saved. They probably wasn't even Christians. But if God anointed you, you are who he calls you to be. You are who he say you are. We just got to walk in his promises. Amen. I love that. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. And he will turn away Israelites to the Lord. He will turn many Israelites to the Lord. How many of us are supposed to be turning people to the Lord? How many of us that used to be strippers going back to the strip club telling the people about the Lord? How many going back to prison ministry telling the prisoners about the Lord? How many going down there we used to shoot dope and shoot craps at and telling the thugs and the jitterbugs about the Lord? It ain't nothing to be afraid of. They going to see you different. They going to see the light in you. They going to see the change in you. The Lord going to speak through you. We just got to get away from the fear. We just got to walk in who God called us to be. This is walking season. Walking in Christ, walking like Christ, speaking like Christ, talking like Christ, loving like Christ, serving like Christ. It's like Christ season. Hallelujah. He will return many Israelites to the Lord, their God. He will be a man with the Spirit power of Elisha. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of God. How many of us are walking in our calling to the effect that that's why a lot of power, thank you Jesus, is not activated in us. We're not we have to get back to a place where we fall on our knees and say, Father God, you kept me this long. I know you have a purpose for my life. Show me, teach me, speak to me. I don't care if you use a baby, a child, a mule, a cat, a dog, my dreams, my wife, my husband, but speak to me. It has to get back to a point that we want it so bad that God has no other choice but to show you who you are. Because God is just waiting for us to walk upright. We're in a place now where the world is in such a reversal from what God had planned. Men being women, women being men, men wearing dresses, women wearing drawers with their pants hanging down, the haircut, the men got the eyebrow pencils now and the eyelashes longer than the man. The children telling the parents what they ain't going to do. The parents allowing the boy to say he's a hallelujah. None of these things is of God. And if we're not going to be bold enough to speak on these things, the enemy is going to continue to let this stuff slip in. Me and First Lady was watching TV the other day, and the movie was so good, and everything was great. And all of a sudden, the guy just was, they was in there. We thought it was an FBI. It was an FBI agent and a SWAT member. And we were sitting there, and they was in there with the IA lady, the psychiatrist, and she was telling them and asking them all these questions. And the man just told him, listen, his beeper went off and said, listen here, baby, I got to run. I'm thinking he's telling the calls and psychiatrist, his baby, yay and behold, he got up and kissed the man in the mouth. And I was in awe because that's not God's way. Listen, I don't care if you get mad at me. If God meant for that to be that way, we ain't going to go there, because I can go to some scriptures and it's not about that. But we got to start speaking up against the things that we know are not of God, that are not godly, without the fear of what might happen, without the fear of they not going to be my friend, without the fear of they're not going to hire me, without the fear they're not going to let me move in a community, without the fear of whatever. I fear God more than I fear any man or anybody. God gave me life. God gave me everlasting life. God kept me when I couldn't keep myself. God was there when the bullets flew over my head. God was there when the man zipped the bag up. God was there. God was there when nobody else was there. When I was alone and crying and hungry and starving, God was there. And he kept me, and he kept me, and he's telling me and showing me, I have promises for you. I have purpose for you. I have a life for you. I have a journey for you. I have nations waiting for you. And I can't be afraid of whatever's coming down the pipe. Because if God said he got me, he gonna protect me when I need protection. If I have to go through something, that is God's will. This mind is not mine. This body is not mine. I can't get caught up in, this is my body. This is my life. I do whatever I want with it. I'm ground. No, that's not me. That's my character. I'm trying to learn to be as humble as possible. But I want to be bold when God say be bold. And I want to be able to walk truth of God. I want to be able to speak on the truth of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a few more scriptures, and we're just going to talk about the move of God, that we have to remember he got us. Amen. We're going to have a song.
Just want to make it to heaven.
Yes, God.
Just wanna make it in.
Yes.
Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord.
My Lord.
I wanna be free from sin.
Yes.
Oh, I just want my name written.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when this life is over, just wanna have eternal life, Lord. Oh, I wanna hear you say, I wanna hear you say, oh, oh. And if I wanna hear you say.
Yes.
Oh my, I just wanna walk the streets of gold.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That is a wonderful song in the scripture. It's so powerful. It's something, it's almost like you just want to hold it and just grab it when you read it. Just hold on to that scripture, the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21. If you ever get a chance to just hold on to it, hold on to it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to keep you long. We have maybe three more scriptures, and we're going to just continue to talk about if God gives you a specific task, he wants us to accept it cheerfully and do it with diligence. If God has not given you a specific call or assignment, then seek to fulfill the mission common to all believers. And what is that? It's to love, obey, and serve God until his guidance become more clear. Because if he, his guidance and his word and his instructions have to be more clear to some of us. You know, when you was growing up, boy, you just hard-headed. You got to beat something in you. You just don't get it. Just the most hard-headed person in the world. Sometimes God has to just, you know, just come on back for a minute, guide us all over again. He has to show us again that we got it. We got it clearly. We have an understanding that it's God and not us. It's about God and not us. We are servants unto the Most High God. It's not about us and our popularity and our name and our tag and our titles. Hallelujah. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you long. I have maybe two or three more scriptures, and we're just going to go through them. And I'm going to be closing out in prayer and being thankful and just pray for the ministry and pray that the word of God went forth correctly. Amen. And I just feel like prayer right now. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. I just feel like prayer right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Whatever work you do should be done for the glory of God. Let's go to the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 11. Hallelujah. And then we'll come back to Galatians. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 11. Glory to God's name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. Not to man, not to your husband, not to your wife, not to your children, not to your boss, not to your co-workers, not to the man up the street, not to the lady down the street. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. That is what we're working with, the things that Christ has put in us, the thing that Christ has made fruitful in us, the things that Christ has produced in us too. He produced them in us so we can produce life and salvation in other people by bringing them closer to him and letting them do the work. But we have to do the work. We have to do the work. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 1. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. I just feel like praying right now. Whew, Galatians. And I'm going to try to get through this. Chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Thank you, Jesus. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Then it pleased him to reveal his son to me, so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. Part of our assignment on a daily basis, from the time he opened our eyes to the time he closed them, we are to be telling people, telling them about the goodness of the Lord. I don't care if they reject this. I don't care if they turn their head. I don't care if they say they don't want to hear. I don't care. But we ought to do what God called us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, I just thank you, Holy Spirit. I truly, truly, truly thank you for this day. I truly thank you for this assignment. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for breathing life in me daily. I thank you, God, for holding on to me when I just thought I was out of control and was losing my mind. I thank you, God, for knowing that you can come and have your way in this vessel. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to meet everyone that I met at Mount Carmel International Church. Thank you for taking the steps to put me in a place where I am a peculiar person, but I am in the right place with the right leaders and has an understanding for this man that you have placed in that ministry. Every ministry don't understand me, and I am not to be in every ministry, but I thank you for placing my feet on holy ground. I thank you, God, for me getting, allowing me to get that revelation from the heads of that ministry. I thank you, God, for allowing them to keep me when they didn't have to. I thank you for allowing and touching their hearts to accept me within their ministry. I thank you, God, for using them to teach me and guiding me with the word of God. I thank you, God, for using them to teaching me and showing me how important prayer is. I thank you, God, because you move. And I know that you are mighty and you are great in all that you do. And I thank you, and I owe you so much of me, my soul and my spirit. So I thank you, God, for trusting me one more time and having your way in my life, God. I thank you, God. So, Father, as we close our service for this evening, Father, I thank you once again, Father, for allowing this ministry to go forth, allowing this ministry to grow, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I just thank you for True Vine International Ministries. And once again, our worshiping angel, Pastor Alona Waters, God, we thank you. And we're going to pray for the people of this world, of this nation. I got so caught up in the spirit, and I didn't want no one to think that I was being selfish, that I am not praying for the people. Because, Father, you know the needs of your people. You know the desires of your people. So, Father, I ask you to send someone their way, God, to tell them about the goodness of you, Father. You have raised us up to be your lip service. You have raised us up to speak to the nations, Father. Show us how to use social media for your glory. Show us how to use Facebook for your
glory. Show us how to use these services that's available for your glory, Father. Let us fill it and flood it with your word and your praise and your truth and your light, so someone on the other end might want to be saved and scared to be saved, but they want to know you and scared to speak up. Let us speak up for you, Father. Let us be your voice and let us be your true vines, Father, and the tree of life. We thank you, God, and we ask you to bless those that are sick and suffering on today, those who might be bedridden, those who might be in hospice care, those who might be suffering from COVID on today, even their families, Father, because they're suffering with them. We ask you to send your healing angels to heal them speedily, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you for those who are looking for employment, those who are trying to get an education. Father, open doors that need to be opened and shut doors that need to be shut. Remove each and every person and thing that's not valuable to your glory, God, out of our lives. Father, we just ask you to blow your wind throughout this world. Father, cover your people and keep us in your perfect peace. Once again, we thank you, Pastor Alona Waters, for allowing us and giving us this assignment today. And we pray that all is well with you and your family and your loved ones. We pray for each and every family of ours and a relative of ours, wherever they may be. We pray your health and strength. We pray for our grandchildren, our children. We pray for children that we don't know. We pray for children all over the world that they're being safe and kept in care and kept in God's perfect peace. Amen. We just want to thank God at this time because he deserves all the praise. And he is one who is faithful. He is one who is faithful. He is one who is wise. And he is the master of the universe, the keeper of all keepers, the father of all fathers, the lamp in a dark place, glory of all peace. We just thank you, Father, for your honesty, your trust and belief. And we ask you to touch the White House, every political nation, even where there's a war in Russia, Father. We ask you to end it and save souls, Father, so they can remember the war, so the next war they'll be fighting will be a spiritual war for you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to touch those who have lost people in the war, God. We ask you to touch them, Father, and help them and help revive them unto you, God. We thank you for all that you do all around this world each and every day. We thank you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I'm going to close it with a song. And I thank you once again. Amen. Hallelujah.
I've come through many hard trials, through temptations on every hand. Sinking sand. thought I could do it on my own. But Jesus, 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 He kept me when I wanted to do wrong. Yes, He did. He kept me, yeah. He kept me.
Until next time, everyone have a great night. Amen.